Well, we've done our own, and you can be rest assured the Football League will be doing the same as well. Because as the governing body, they, you know, you've seen what's happened at Leeds and places like that. And we've spoken to them, and they're in dialogue now directly with the other party. I'm confident that they'll be able to provide the satisfactions that the Football League require. But yeah, all we want, and all the new owners will want, I'm certain, is, you know, to see this football club prosper. But it is extremely difficult given our supporter base. Yes, it'll be a new era for the football club when it happens. And, you know, we can all look forward, and all the supporters can look forward to, hopefully, the club's fortunes, you know, improving on the field. Because that's what matters. Yeah, everything else is a support act. What we're judged on, week in, week out, is our performance on the field, you know. And it's difficult when you look at budgets, and people will be sick and tired of me talking about budgets, but there's no getting away from it. You know, when you look at our supporter base and the regular attendances we're achieving, you can imagine how difficult it is. And that, you know, that will be the same for new owners, whoever they are, who come into the club. There's a challenge there, you know, and we hope they meet it head on and the public get behind, you know, Crawley Town Football Club in greater numbers. Interesting times, and I'm certain you and your media colleagues will be keeping a watchful eye on developments over the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, and so you talk about the fan base and the such like. I mean, this club has been, it's been a wonderful few years getting up, you know, the double promotions, getting where it was. I mean, fair to say the board had done much it can, and it couldn't take it any further. It needed outside investment.
We've consistently said that. You know, there's a limit to what the, you know, we've been very, very lucky at this club, amazingly lucky, to have a benefactor in Paul Haywood who's, you know, decided to put so much money into this club. And, you know, he cares passionately about it. The board of directors care passionately about the club. So do our supporters, the ones that come week in, week out. So there's, you know, we're all talking from the same hymn sheet there. There's a limit to what we can do, though. And sometimes you need a fresh impetus. You know, you certainly need, you know, new monies coming into the club to support, you know, because just based on our gates alone, it's an uphill struggle. But, you know, let's wait for the next 2 or 3 weeks. Let's get this deal over the line, get all the legal sorted out. Then it's the time to talk, you know, freely about, you know, the ambitions that they have for the club. That'll be them talking, not me. So, you know, another 2 or 3 weeks, and people, just ask people to be patient, and if it's meant to be, it will be, and we get it over the line, then, you know, the new owners can talk freely about their ambitions for the club, and hopefully they'll excite the Crawley public, and more will come, and the club can continue to prosper.
Obviously, were you at this stage able to tell us anything about the new owners, prospective new owners themselves, other than just that they're from overseas?
They're from overseas.
And just to clarify as well, it's a complete takeover, so all the existing board would be leaving, or selling up, if you like.
Statement doesn't say that, does it? It's a complete takeover. The share capital will be transferred to the new owners. Any other part, the aspect of the sales and purchase agreement will remain confidential, as you would expect. We've signed a confidentiality agreement, all parties have. So, you know, all we will announce is that the club is under new ownership, and that will be all we'll be saying. And then it's up to people to judge, you know, the new owners, as they will do at any club. But, you know, I would just hope that the Crawley public get behind them, you know, give them a fair chance, as I'm certain they will do. And the only thing that matters at the end of the day is that club continues to improve on and off the field, full stop.